This is an interview with Mr. William H. Traer, 2331 Niagara Street, is that, or Avenue?
Street.
In Denver. But the interview is taking place at the Denver Museum of Natural History, where Mr. Traer is employed. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the subject to be discussed will be Mr. Traer's participation in the federal art projects during the 1930s and 40s. But first, Mr. Traer, would you tell us something about yourself, where you were born and where you received your art education?
I was born in the little Wyoming mining town of Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school for 3 years at the National Academy of Design, New York City, the school founded by Samuel Morse of telegraphic fame.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1938, I went back to school. I went to Yale for another year.
But before that, you were in Colorado Springs at the time, in Colorado at the time of the
yes,
federal art project,
yes,
started, and then
yes,
you went back to your studies afterwards.
Yes, I took a year at Yale after all
of this business.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And so how did you get involved in the...
Oh, I guess like everybody else, I needed the job where there were very few available. This was the end of the Depression, and we're right in the middle of the Depression, of course, and there was very little available for a young artist just out of art school.
Mm-hmm.
And the State Historical Museum had a project in mind which I fitted in. So they asked me to join as a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of other people working on this project.
Well, what kind of a project was it?
This was to record aspects of Colorado history,
mm-hmm,
on large color woodcuts.
Oh.
They were about 12 by 15 inches, and my own were done in full color, much as a magazine color plate is reproduced by making a red, yellow, blue plate and putting them one over the other.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And this was done in woodcut, so that,
mm-hmm,
it wasn't a mechanical process. It was
mm-hmm,
something which had to be figured out, and is probably unusual in that respect, because the usual practice is to make a woodcut one block for each color, the Japanese, for instance.
Yes.
That involved making a great many blocks.
Mm-hmm.
This, the difficulty was anticipating what the final color result would be in
mm-hmm,
each one of these plates.
I see, by mixing the colors then,
by
that
mixing
particular
the,
that
overprinting,
way.
It was a,
mm-hmm,
that was sort of an impressionistic type of thing where you use
mm-hmm,
pure colors, one over the other, to get a full color effect,
mm-hmm,
with only three blocks.
Tricky.
It was extremely
mm-hmm,
tricky.
And what was the subject matter of, any help that you did? Yeah,
I was involved with the farming, the
mm-hmm,
agricultural aspect of the early settlement of the state, the particularly the development of irrigation methods.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this, do you remember what year this was?
I believe it was 1934.
Then that would have been the Public Works of Art project, is that right?
I couldn't say for sure.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, the WPA didn't start until 1935. See, so the first one.
This may have been 1935. No, it did. I believe you're right. No, my first work was in 1934, but it was the murals under the PWAP. Is that,
yes,
the original?
Mm-hmm.
The murals for Cole Junior High School in Denver. I guess that is true. I started in 1934 and did these murals, and then I later transferred to the State Historical Society project in 1935. Yes, that's a long time ago, of course,
yeah,
but
kind of hard to remember.
It's coming back now, and I think that is the